Red crown rot is caused by a soil-borne fungus. As the name suggests, it affects the roots and the crown of the soybean.
And that's Dr. Darcy Tolenko, Associate Professor of Botany and Plant Pathology at Purdue University. She says that the disease has been common in southern states for decades, but as of 2 weeks ago, it's been confirmed in Adams County, Indiana, southeast of Fort Wayne, along the Ohio border. Tolenko says the disease is a major yield robber.
This pathogen pretty much eats up the root system, and so we've seen up to 50% yield loss of those plants. The pods aren't going to develop. There's no root system to feed that plant. So some of those areas, those pockets of a field, will be severely hit with yield loss throughout a field. It may not be widely spread through a field. Maybe only 10%, 15% of those pockets have the disease, but it is important for the growers to know if it's red crown rot versus SDS.
And unlike tar spotting corn, she says the fungus that causes red crown rot is spread through the soil.
So really, it's only going to move when we move contaminated soil that are infected with the disease or infected debris. So it's not going to move like we've seen tar spot move, which has aerial spores that get moved in weather systems.
Tolenko says that red crown rot mimics a couple of other diseases that also impact soybeans.
So it kind of looks, the foliar symptoms can mimic those of sudden death syndrome. And then it also may mimic things like brown stem rot as well. So it's important for the growers to go out and look at the crown and see what's really causing those early symptoms of where you have patches of yellowing soybeans going on in the field.
Read more about red crown rot disease in soybeans at MichiganAgToday.com and the Michigan Ag Today mobile app.